I want to welcome all of those who are present here this evening for the White Mass and for the prayer for those who are in the medical profession. As was mentioned at the beginning of Mass, October 18th is the feast day of St. Luke, who is the patron saint of physicians and all healthcare workers. And the reason for that is that St. Paul refers to St. Luke in Colossians in the fourth chapter when he is giving greetings from different people to the people of Colossae. He says, Luke, the beloved physician who is with me, gives you greetings also. And it is believed to be the same Luke who wrote the Gospels and the Acts of the Apostles, and who was a physician. And St. Luke is known within his Gospel as giving very detailed descriptions of healing and also for his compassion towards the poor and towards those who were in need. And so he is a good intercessor for those who are in the medical profession. In our readings for this weekend, Jesus speaks to us about the necessity of prayer and to pray always without growing weary. And we see within the parable that as Jesus describes a situation in which there is a judge and a widow, and the judge does not fear God nor any human being, but the widow keeps bothering him. And of course, the language in the Greek, in the original text, is much more colorful, because his concern is that she is finally going to come, and we clean it up by saying, strike me. What he is terrified of is that she's going to give him a black eye. And so obviously she was persistent. Obviously she was known for her toughness, and she kept seeking justice. And in that, there is a very haunting question that Jesus gives at the end of this gospel. And that is the question, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? And that is a haunting question, especially in the times in which we live, in which there has been great apostasy, in which there has been a great resistance to putting our faith in God and our trust in God and having confidence in God. And within our readings, they point to different types of prayer and the importance of prayer within our lives. In the first reading from the book of Exodus, we hear of a battle that is taking place, and that Joshua is engaged in that battle, and Moses is praying for him. And as long as Moses holds his staff of God and his arms up, Joshua has the better part of the battle. But when he gets weary and he lets his arms down, the battle goes against the people of Israel and Joshua. And so there are those who are there, Aaron and Hur, who hold and support his arms while he prays. And in that, we can see very clearly intercessory prayer. And intercessory prayer is one of the forms of prayer in which we pray for others. And when we are called to maybe pray for someone who is struggling, or praying for one of our children, or praying for our spouse, or praying for someone who is sick or struggling, and holding that person up in prayer to the Lord. And all of us, hopefully, have experienced that type of prayer, of interceding for others. And we see that in our Lord, that he too prays for others. And especially on the cross, in his first word on the cross, is an intercessory prayer to the Father, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And so he is interceding there for those who put him on the cross, those who tortured him, those who scourged him and spit upon him. And he's praying for all sinners. He's praying for all of us. And we too are called to pray for others. We too then see within the second reading, as St. Paul writes to Timothy, he reminds him of the importance of sacred scripture. "You have known the sacred scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, refutation, correction, training in righteousness." And my sisters and brothers, if we truly desire to become holy, it is important for us to know the scriptures and to pray with the scriptures, especially the gospels, and opening our hearts to the words of Jesus. Every word Jesus speaks in the gospel is addressed to each one of us today. That when we hear those words, we don't just think of them as historical words or, "Oh, those were nice words," but rather we place ourselves in the scripture, that we open our hearts and we truly listen to the voice of Jesus addressing us. And when Jesus says, "Pray for your enemies, pray for those who persecute you," those are not words that we just let flow off our backs or go in one ear and out the other, or think, "Well, that was nice for Jesus, but I don't have to worry about that. I can hate my enemies." And that is not the way of God. That is not the way of Jesus Christ. And yes, there can be righteous anger at times, but it can never lead to hatred. It leads to praying for the conversion of the hearts of people. Because how many times do we simply start complaining, especially about politicians, and never bring them into prayer and never pray for their conversion or their change of heart, or that they may open their hearts to receive the gospel? Monica spent, St. Monica, spent over 20 years praying for the conversion of Augustine. She persisted in prayer. She never grew weary. She never threw her fist at the Lord, but rather constantly knocked on the door until the prayer was answered. And the Lord may do that with our prayers in order to strengthen us in faith and in trust and confidence in him. And there may be prayers that do go unanswered. And we must trust in the Lord that he knows what is best for us, that he knows what is for our good as we pray to him. We also can pray for a deeper friendship with the Lord and a deeper trust and confidence in the Lord, in growing, because that prayer helps us become friends with the Father, with Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. It helps us to become friends with the saints who intercede for us. And we can open our hearts and seek that relationship and that growth in relationship by speaking heart to heart with Jesus, with the Father, with the Holy Spirit, with Mary, our mother, or with the saints in praying and asking their intercession. We too can pray for a greater trust, a greater confidence, for praying for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. All of you who are here have been baptized, and many of you, most of you, have been confirmed, and you have the gifts of the Spirit. Can you even name the gifts of the Spirit and pray for those gifts of knowledge, understanding, wisdom, counsel, fortitude, fear of the Lord, piety, and opening your hearts to receiving those gifts of asking the Lord, grant to me greater docility, grant to me greater receptivity to your gifts that you desire to pour into my soul, into my heart, and receiving those gifts, or praying for the virtues, whether it's faith, hope, or charity, or whether it is the other virtues of temperance. So many virtues to pray for, humility, especially in the times in which we live, and asking the Lord for that grace. So too, then, when the Lord asks the question, will he find faith on earth? The way that he will find faith on earth is if we are truly men and women of prayer. And to those of you, my brothers and sisters, who are in the medical field, you have plenty of opportunities for prayer. When you go in to visit a patient, do you pray for that patient and hold that patient up to God? Or if you're surgeons, do you pray before a surgery and ask the Lord, grant me counsel, grant me wisdom, help me to help this patient? Or help me to recognize things that I may not be noticing in order to help and assist this patient. And prayers for the family members, especially when you have to go in and deliver bad news, of asking the Lord, grant to me the grace to say the right thing, to let this patient know they are filled with cancer, or to let this patient know that surgically or medically we can do nothing. And asking the Lord to be with you in that. Because the Lord is there for you if you open your heart to him and seek that guidance, praying for the words to say and letting the Lord be the one who gives you the words to say. And so as we continue with our celebration of the Eucharist today, I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to meditate upon these readings throughout the week, and where the Lord is speaking to your own heart in the invitation he is giving to you today to always pray without becoming weary. And think about now, what is a prayer, or what is a grace, or a virtue, or a gift that you desire? Or who is a person that you want to bring into this Eucharist with you, interceding for them? Or who is someone that you really struggle with? Or a politician that you've always been angry with? Or someone maybe that you have even hated? And bring that person into the Eucharist, praying to love as Jesus loves, praying for the grace of charity. And then, when we do that, bring all of that into the Eucharist, opening your heart and speaking to the Lord, seeking that gift, knocking on the door, being like the persistent widow in today's gospel, and heeding the words of Jesus of the necessity to pray always without becoming weary.